What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
We're going to find ways to kill Aaron Boone, which is tremendous. Woo! Let's go! Everybody, I know you're excited. You can get on Aaron Boone at the All-Star break. You thought you were going to have to wait till Friday to start killing the guy. We could do it tonight. Let's go. 888-808-1019. Let's get into it. Woo! Yes, sir. That idiot. But one of those, after spending and listening to the afternoon show, listening to everybody talk about the All-Star game, whether it's how to fix it, right? Sal boycotted the thing today because they didn't put the star that is Juan Soto in it. And, oh, we need this kind of competition and that kind of competition. And we're trying to figure out a way to fix the All-Star game. And I got to tell you, at the end, that was awesome. The home run derby is fun. It's okay. The format has constantly changed. I still don't like the idea that you're watching a split screen and you don't get how the majestic home run goes. And like the contestant is constantly swinging while we're trying to see where the balls are going. He's on to his next swing before the one lands. Like that kind of bothers me. But last night, this game, the way it ended with the three batter, three swing, you know, whatever you want to call it, walk-off rule, that was awesome. That is a phenomenal way to end an All-Star game. We have finally found it. It's better. We'll get into whether it would make sense in the regular season, but that moment and the way it's done, that was phenomenal. I have to admit, that was about as good an ending after, obviously, the American League down, and it felt like Pete Alonso, off the three-run home run, was on his way. It was going to be a bunch of Met fans talking about how Pete's clutch, more clutch than Aaron Judge, deserves the MVP, three-run home run. Aaron Boone's listless offense in the American League can't do anything, and then they come from behind, they rally back, they score a run off of Diaz, or not really off of Diaz, but Diaz is on the mound while the run's given up. They go into this new format, and I got to tell you, it was awesome. I loved everything about it other than the one thing, and obviously everyone's going to be talking about it, Major League Baseball. And this is, you know, we'll get into the different elements of it, but they picked the three before the game, and I understand that. And so you go into it knowing that it's unlikely, and they're going to pick the three. How in the world, right? And this isn't just Aaron Boone. You could say it's Aaron Boone. Let's be honest. I love it. I love it. Aaron Boone is a puppet to Brian Cashman all year long. Everything that Aaron Boone does as the Yankee manager is a puppet move. He's being controlled by Brian Cashman. He has no say over what happens. It's all just a by the book, by the numbers, and told by the Yankee front office. And then he gets to the All-Star game, and it's all on him. Every decision and the three players he picked are clearly on him and him alone. But you have Cal Raleigh, and his 38 home runs from the catcher position heading into the All-Star break. You have Aaron Judge, the fastest ever to 350 home runs and the premier power hitter of our generation, of our lives. You got Shohei Ohtani, who is the biggest star in the arguably in the history of baseball. When you talk about connecting worlds and his universal appeal and his ability to pitch and hit, and obviously the home run, you know, him and Judge are the two premier home run hitters now that Cal Raleigh has joined it. And, you know, you're throwing Pete Alonso. But you have these superstars, and we're talking about not having Soto in the game. The young kid from Milwaukee who pitches the eighth inning and trying to, off of only five starts, and then reports came out that they talked to about eight different pitchers and didn't want to do it. But you've got the stars of the game. This is an opportunity to promote the game. And this is, we're in the middle of the most exciting, well-thought-out, well-done end to an All-Star game you could possibly have. It's as well, like, it's done as well as it could be. It's as exciting as you could possibly have it. And in the end, you have your best home run hitters and your superstars on the bench. Now, yeah, Kyle Schwarber and Pete Alonso was lined up for the New York, for the New York Mets, for the National League. But... and I understand that I'm not going to get mad about it because I don't care about the game. It's not about winning the game. No one gives a damn that Judge wasn't there to make sure the American League won the game. No one cares about that. It's about having that moment. And Caminaro, at the end of the game, like, that's not what you're looking for, a guy with 11 home runs? Now, I also understand that these guys are looking to get the break. I saw... guys are in street clothes, right? Scooble's in street clothes at the end of the game. These guys, once they come out of the game, they're done with the game. They're moving on. They're on to their vacation. But what we just saw was as good a moment for Major League Baseball off of what was kind of a boring kind of start. A lot of different elements to this. I just see someone, Ike, wants to talk about the jerseys. It was awesome to see yet again, finally getting back to the teams wearing their own uniforms, which is clearly the way it should be. So that was a success. It's clearly, I don't know anybody who disagrees with that. But that's a final moment there. And it's and Stowers leads off. Now, I guess maybe Suarez was, my only thought is because they said at the end of it, you know, Stowers doesn't even know he's just finding out now that he's doing it. So my thought is Suarez was probably lined up for the National League, but he hurt his hand, he got hit by a pitch, and which scared everybody in the entire Major League Baseball because he is the biggest trade piece available right now, and everybody wants him, including, obviously, the New York Yankees. So my thought is maybe it was supposed to be Suarez, but too many guys have turned down the home run derby, and I understand, right? And Judge doesn't want to do it. You want to mess up your swing. This is three swings. That's it. It's three swings. And I understand guys want to get out of, once they're out of the game, their mentality changes, but you have got to be able, in that moment, to provide the excitement. Shohei Ohtani should be in that. Aaron Judge should be in that. And I'm not going to blame Boone, and I'm not going to blame Dave Roberts, and I'm not going to blame anybody else. But now that you've seen it play out, and the drama that that provides, you have got, this is the All-Star game. It's not about wins and losses. I don't care about who won the game. It's if that opportunity comes up, how do you not have that moment of your superstars in the game? How are you letting, and again, Randy Arozarena, well-known player, specifically because of his 2020 postseason, and how he kind of burst onto the scene with the Rays in that year, and he's a very good player, but he should not be in it either. This should be the stars of the star. You have Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge, and they're not involved in this? And then you have Shohei Ohtani, the biggest star in the world, and he's not involved in it? That's the problem. The format, for once, Major League Baseball got it right. That is way better. Now, look, does it work in the regular season? And I can imagine a bunch of people are going to want to call up and say they should do this in the regular season instead. I don't want this in the regular season. I got to tell you, because it's not real baseball, right? Not everybody has Judge. It's going to be a detriment to other teams. I don't know. It's just, it doesn't seem like what you want to do. And I'm one of the few people in this world who doesn't hate the Manfred man at second base. I don't love it. I'd rather just them play baseball. Don't get me wrong. I'd rather them just play baseball. And I don't care if it goes 20 innings. I love baseball. But the rule does accomplish what it set out to accomplish. It also creates small ball, which everybody, like, I find it funny to me that all of these older baseball fans who scream and cry for situational hitting and moving the runner over and productive outs and small ball and bunting. And I understand traditional baseball doesn't give you second base. I get it. But it does provide the best venue to see teams play situational baseball and small ball. It's by far the greatest rule instituted in the history of the game to promote all the crap that you proclaim you love. And we still hate the freaking rule. Like, that's the only thing that makes me laugh about it. Because old baseball fans, they say, baseball, I can't believe this crap. I'm not watching this crap. And yet, all it does is set up the game to be played the way you want it to be played. So I don't hate that rule. I don't love it. I'd rather just play baseball. But it's not the worst rule in the world to me. It doesn't go against the sanctity of baseball. I don't hate it. You can't have this kind of competition to end a baseball game. You can't have a game that actually matters be in the hands of a couple of swings for a home run. You just can't. You cannot. I love it in an All-Star game. It created great excitement. And Kyle Schwarber, to have those three home runs, I mean, at least you had Schwarber and you would have had Alonso. To end it the way the American League ended it, and if you want to blame Boone, fine. You want to find another reason to blame Aaron Boone, go ahead. I tweeted out earlier in the game, I was like, when Bubich came in and gave up the three-run blast to Alonso, I was like, what is Aaron Boone bringing in Bubich? The guy has no feel for the game. I didn't know that, and people take it seriously on Twitter. But this is by far the best of all of the home run derby, anything else they try. That format at the end of an All-Star game, that made it more exciting than I can remember any finish we've seen for an All-Star game. Like, to me, that's better than a shootout in hockey. That is the best way to end a exhibition game. But the problem is, much like now we have seen with the home run derby, we have seen with the slam dunk contest, like, guys don't want to do it. Because I'm sorry, like, if Aaron Judge wanted to do it, you don't think Aaron Boone would pick him? You don't think the American League... Now, again, you have to go into extra innings. This is the first time we've seen this. I don't know how many games have gone into extra innings. I remember, obviously, after the 0-1 World Series. So the 0-2 All-Star game definitely went into extra innings. I feel like there was another one where Michael Young had a walk-off hit. Was that at Yankee Stadium?
Did the Ichiro one, where Ichiro won MVP, go to extras?
I'm not positive, but it's only happened a couple times. So the odds of this happening are slim. And guys want to get away, so I get it. And Pete Alonso loves this crap. I'm sure he didn't do the home run derby because he needs rest or whatever. I'm sure it killed him inside to watch the home run derby. And I know that now. I can sense it already. Pete Alonso cared enough to try and win it for the National League while Aaron Judge probably left the game already. You guys are crazy. Like, again, I understand why these guys don't want to do it, but Major League Baseball needs to give them some sort of, like, direct, like, this is what grows the game. These are the moments that will be remembered. Now, thankfully, they got a good one because Schwarber goes 3-for-3. But what if Judge was up there to end the game instead of a kid from, you know, Tampa Bay with 11 home runs. Shohei Ohtani, Judge, Cal Raleigh, who we couldn't shut up about. We had to see his son. We had to see his dad. We talked about his ass for an hour and a half. Like, can't get enough of Cal Raleigh. But he's not in this?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Like, it's, they have to get their best players. Now, again, you want to kill Boone for picking him? Like, they all talked about this. If Judge was willing to do it, he's not willing to do the home run derby. Ohtani's not willing to do the home run derby. You think these guys told them, I'll do it? No. I'll pick Caminero. Not Caminero. That's the other player on Tampa. Who finished the game? Aranda, sorry. No. I'll pick Aranda with his 11 home runs. Like, of course you want to put the stars of the game. And so, although we had the best finish, although this format created the best excitement, I thought it was fantastic. Ultimately, you leave it going, why aren't the best players willing to do this? Why isn't Aaron Judge, and I'll call him out, let's be honest, I mean, I think it's silly in some ways to get too excited about it, but at the same time, this is promoting the sport. It's a sport that has given you $40 million a year. It's a sport that has changed your life in every which way. It's a sport that we can sense a year out in advance, a fight that's probably going to cost us baseball games. And yet in the biggest moments, when you have an opportunity to create a spectacle that will be seen by millions across the world, that will create a moment that could stand the test of time, possibly. Nah, that's okay. Let Aranda have his moment. That's nice. It's a nice little thing. That's how it's treated. That's how it's treated. So the format was excellent. I thought it created a lot of drama. I thought the interviews in between were just like, could you have, they had to interview every guy before he goes up there and have him say the same thing. Do you feel any pressure? A little bit, but it's all fun. Like, that's literally what they all said. Like, stop with these on-the-field interviews. They're terrible. Nobody cares. It wasn't helping build the drama at all. But the actual drama of the format was excellent, and the only thing is you leave it with, why aren't the stars doing it? Now, listen, Schwarber's a star, at least a home run hitting star. Pete Alonso, started the game at first base, having an incredible year, has won the home run derby twice. As far as home runs go, Pete Alonso is up there as the best slugger in baseball, right? One of the best sluggers in baseball. So him, part of it, absolutely. I'm guessing, I haven't seen this, I was in the car for as soon as the game ended. I was actually in the car while this was happening. So I don't know about Suarez, but my thought is, because Stowers came in for Suarez, Suarez might have, he was getting x-rays, but he's got 34 home runs. Obviously, Schwarber's a big-time home run hitter, and Alonso's a big-time home run hitter. But still, Ohtani has got to be part of it. Judge and Ohtani have got to be part of it. 888-808-1019. So it was an exciting All-Star game. It had an incredible finish. It's an awesome format to end the game. It is not one, I can tell you right now, it is not one I have any appetite to bring to the end of regular season games. I don't think that makes sense at all. But it was a great moment, but it's when it ends with Aranda hitting two pop-ups instead of seeing Cal Raleigh, instead of seeing Aaron Judge, that's the bitter taste in your mouth. And if you want to blame Boone for it, I'm here to argue with you. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. We'll obviously get to Sauce Gardner and the new... Look at the New York Jets. Look at the Jets on back-to-back days, making the biggest noise after having the quietest offseason you could possibly have. Deliberately so. Trying to do everything to stay out of the news. They make the two biggest signings of the last couple weeks or whatever, heading into the season. They bring in they lock up their best offensive weapon. They lock up their best defensive player. They avoid any sort of controversy or discussions or possible holdouts or any other issues that could have arisen. They bring in these guys. They set the tone. They acknowledge our best players are our best players. If you are a good player and you want to be here and you make it clear and you go out there and you play your game, we will keep you because that's the kind of organization we are. The New York Jets making moves. So we'll get to, obviously, the contract of Sauce Gardner, who is now the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. A day after signing Garrett Wilson, so we got to get the Jets in. But we start with the All-Star game. We could still talk a lot of it about baseball in the second half of the season and how imperative, after watching at the end of the game, Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez both pick the New York Yankees to win the World Series. And Jeter specifically says something that I wonder if there is any thought in the back of his mind with a purpose on what he said. We'll get to that next. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. You know what? Let's get to a call here off of this, especially for a guy who was at the game. Let's go to Steve in Atlanta. What's up, Steve?
D-Mac and Big Zoo, how are you doing this morning?
What's going on? How are you?
I got to first of all say, you crushed the morning shows the last 2 days that you did with Jerry. I usually dread those fill-in weeks, but you two were awesome those 2 days. I really had a good time listening to you guys.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So, yeah, the game was awesome. I was sitting up in the 400s. I'm actually just pulling into my house now because the traffic was bonkers getting out of there. But it was fun. A lot of Mets and Yankees and Dodgers fans were probably the biggest of the away teams there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a major bummer at the end that Pete Alonso couldn't get up because talk about a weird, first of all, Jimmy Trumpets being played throughout the stadium was bizarre because everybody there was booing the Mets and the Phillies guys, obviously Yankees players. But then to have the confusion of Jazz maybe hitting it and you get the scoop over at first base with Matt Olson to save that there.
But yeah, Matt Olson makes a great play. Yeah.
It was just all over the place, but the people who stayed, because a lot of the stadium emptied out because it was getting late, I mean, everybody was talking about how cool the format was, and seeing that live in person was something that I think everyone's going to remember. And it's funny what you say about Boone, because I'm a Yankees fan, so is my buddy, because we grew up there, and we turn to each other, and we see him put those three guys out, and we're like, seriously, Boone, these are the three dudes you're going to put out here? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, Rooker's a legitimate guy.
Rooker was good. Rooker's a big dude, and he was great. The other two dudes, but we're convinced the stars left, because you look at the dugout, they're all gone. I think Judge was probably on a jet heading home, so was Ohtani, because the guys that were out in the dugout was all that was left. So I think he had slim pickings to choose. Done Buxton.
Here's the thing, Steve, though. They said they announced it before. Pete Alonso came out and said they went over it before the game started. So, like, they picked the three guys before the game starts.
So that those were Boone's three guys before the game starts.
Yes. Now, but here's the thing. Again, I don't know if it's just Aaron Boone. And again, it's not a decision like that he can force. He's not going to go up to Judge and says, "Excuse me, you're not. You bet your freaking, I'm the manager of this All-Star team and you're going to do what I tell you." Like, guys don't want to do it. Guys want to leave. Guys don't want to be like, I guarantee we went to Judge. He's like, let someone else do it. Once I'm out of the game, I'm out of the game. It's not going to happen anyway. Like, that's like, you have to put in the names and nobody else wanted to do it. Like you said, they're all gone. Now it's up to and I can sense it now. The one thing I didn't say is I know Met fans are going to be all salty that Aaron Boone didn't give Pete Alonso the chance to win it. And obviously the three home runs from Kyle Schwarber lead to him being the MVP of the All-Star game, which takes it away, which I don't know if it should. Like, that's a question too. Like, let me ask you. Obviously he comes through with the clutch, hits the three home runs on three swings. That's not easy to do. It's harder to hit a three-run home run opposite field against an all-star pitcher in the game, though, isn't it? Isn't that harder than three batting practice swings? I would think so. As impressive as it is, Rooker got two of three. Like, it's not, I don't know if that should win you the MVP. I feel like Pete Alonso probably still should have won it with a three-run home run to give them that lead. Now, obviously, the game ends up being tied, and that's why, but like, I don't know. If it's a walk-off home run, legit, like they go to extras and he hits a walk-off home run, of course. Then you forget the three-run home run. He hit the walk-off home run. But for three batting practice swings, you're going to take the MVP away from Pete Alonso? And of course, and I know everyone's going to go nuts about it, if another player, if either Aranda or another player that they should have picked hits at least one home run and Pete Alonso goes out there and hits one home run and wins it, that's it. He's the MVP. Three-run home run, hits the game-winning home run, that's it. Pete Alonso is your MVP. So you robbed Pete Alonso from that moment by playing Aranda. And I saw, we'll play some clips from Pete talking about feeling like he was the closer. But the main talking point of it is even when MLB gets it right, even when they pick the right format, even when they get the comeback from the American League with four in the seventh and two in the ninth, even when they set it up perfect, they still get in their own way by not having that moment be filled with stars. And yes, the National League did a better job of it. At least they had, again, I think there's a chance it's Suarez, but at least they have Schwarber and Alonso, who are top of the league home run hitters. But Shohei Ohtani has got to be in this game. Shohei Ohtani has got to swing the bat in that moment. And in the American League, Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge have got to be two of the three guys swinging the bat. They just have to be. And I don't even want to get on Judge and I don't want to get on Cal Raleigh, but they have to be willing to do this. That's what this whole thing is about. That's why That's why Sal is boycotting it, because Soto absolutely, and here's another thing, Yankee fans, like, cut the crap. I'll get to this in a little bit. Juan Soto absolutely should have been in the All-Star game. Like, it's crazy that he wasn't. Sal's 100% right. Is he right that he, you know, boycott the game? Is it that big a deal? No. But that's what Sal does. But is he right? Is his argument correct? Of course it is. They picked a starter who threw five starts this year because he's a phenom throwing 102 miles an hour, and they want to promote the game. You want the best players. Juan Soto's got the biggest contract in professional sports. He plays in the biggest market. He's got a 900 OPS. He is a superstar that everybody knows his name. He is a household name. Children, women, children, you know, people who don't watch baseball all know who Juan Soto is. How is Juan Soto not in the game with the numbers he has? How is Ohtani not in this home run derby at the end of the game? How is Aaron Judge not in the home run derby? The format was great. The moment was great. I enjoyed it. I think most baseball fans did. But the stars have got, and like, this is even different than a home run derby the night before or a slam dunk contest the night before. Like, if this were an NBA thing and they had a three-point contest to decide the end of the game when you're already playing the game, don't you think Steph Curry would do it? Would they really let whatever his name is from the G League to come out there and throw one down to end the NBA All-Star game? You got to promote the sport, and that was a moment of high drama that could have been even better if the stars decided to be a part of it. 888-808-1019, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break, we'll come back again. We got plenty to get to. We got the second half of baseball now officially underway now that the All-Star game is over. We still have two nights of nothingness as far as baseball goes, but we'll start to talk about what has to happen, who's under the most pressure right now between the two GMs in this town. And did Derek Jeter pick the New York Yankees and specifically tell you why? Because he has a bone to pick with a certain someone. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break. Come back with your calls next as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show right here on The Fan. Today was freaking hot. My kids go to a day camp, and it's an outdoor day camp. It's just outdoors. They're running around playing sports. I picked them up at 2:30. I got there at 2:30. They were sitting on they sit like in the picnic area with the picnic tables and wait for you at 2:30. They were sitting there just miserable. They were looking at me like, "Where have you been? Tomorrow you pick us up at 2:15. Not wait until 2:30." It was just so hot. Now they have fun at the camp, but like by the end of the day, they don't want to just be sitting there waiting for me. It was so hot. Oh my God, it was hot. Then we had flag football. I had to coach again. I had to say go Eagles again, which is just, again, I'm not wearing any Eagles garb, at least. But I do have to say go Eagles at the end of the game. Not easy. 888-808-1019. And we had a great fall classic. And look, midsummer classic, fall classic. I'm losing my mind. We haven't had a World Series yet. We'll get to the World Series. We'll get to Derek Jeter's comments. I want to play those back and see if you could pick up something that I'm picking up. But look, I think it's fair to get on Ohtani and Judge here, right? I understand the home run derby. I understand not wanting to take 150 swings. Like, I do. It's a toll. Judge got hurt. Judge has won it once. There was actually a clip earlier in the day of John Heyman asking Judge about people, you know, nobody wants to participate in the home run derby. Why don't guys want to do it? And Judge looked at him and just said, "I've already done it, so I don't know what you want out of me." Like, yeah, you did it in 2017. Like, it's 8 years ago. Now, I don't care about the home run derby as much. And this is a hypothetical thing. And again, I don't think he left because I'm seeing post-game videos of him, but he's some guys are just in either their uniforms or some guys are in the All-Star Game t-shirts. He's in a collared shirt. Like, he's in his street clothes. So he was probably down, took a shower, got dressed, you know, was ready to go as soon as he could speak to the media and get the hell out of there. So I get it, but Like, if you're going to have this format and you're going to pick, like, stick to it, like, you got to have your stars in this moment. You got to have Ohtani willing to do three swings. Like, three. I understand not wanting to take 110. Like, you could, if Judge wins the whole thing, that, I mean, it's that many swings. Like, I get that. I do. I get not wanting to do that. I think they should more often. I think you could skip it every couple of years. If you did it once every 5 years, it wouldn't kill you, Judge. But I get it. This one, in a moment like this, the drama it creates, you have to have your stars be willing to do these type things. And it's, you know, and it's not just home run hitters, because I don't care necessarily about, now they happen to be home run hitters, the stars, but it's not about, oh, Schwarber's a good home run hitter, put Schwarber out there. Like, I'm not trying to win the game. I don't care about winning the game. I care about having the moment where you create the drama with the great players. So, yeah, I think it's fair to get on Ohtani and Judge.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
They're the face of baseball. Go be the face of baseball in its biggest moments. 888-808-1019. Mike in Brooklyn, what's up, Mike?
T-Mac, what's going on, my man?
What's up, brother? I just walked in this morning, and your package was on my desk. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. That's very, very kind of you.
Cool. Did you open it or no?
I did.
Okay, yeah, good. No,
I love it. I love it. I can see myself bringing martinis down to the pool. I'm very excited about it.
The flask is for the, what do you call it, though, for the trip to Italy.
The flask is for the trip to Italy, yeah. No, Mike sent me a package of a Yeti shaker, like so you can mix up a martini in there and keep it cold for a long time, and then the flask, too. So thank you very much. Yeah. Very kind.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well-deserved, my man. I always appreciate everything. Listen, a couple quick points. First, you know who's going to be calling in a couple hours, and he's going to be going, T-Mac, what did I tell you? Eddie from Rockland.
Oh, yeah, right? Eddie from Rockland. I thought he was the best player in the world. Yeah, listen, and this one...
You can't get hit in the All-Star game.
Yeah, now, again, I don't want to kill Judge and Ohtani for it, but I do think, like, now that we've seen this moment come and go, Major League Baseball has to just tell them, guys, like, these are the moments that really define us. Like, these are the moments you want to have. We need you in these moments. Like, you know, baseball's been good to you. I get you've been good to us, and you're the face of the game, and you've helped us too. But these are the moments we need you. Like, you got to be willing to stick around in the All-Star game for these three at-bats. Like, it's not that big a deal. I don't care. Like, let Judge do it in his street clothes. I don't give a damn. Like, he's got to be.
No, agree.
Like,
agree.
Let him come out there in just a Yankee sweatshirt and do the home run. He doesn't have to be in uniform. I don't care. Like, if he's already at it, like, just put a sweatshirt on and go back out there.
But at first, I thought it was going to be hokey. But when I saw it, actually, this iteration of the All-Star game was probably one of the best. I think you're what, 40s, right? I'm 53.
Yeah, I'm 41.
Yeah, 53, and this is probably one of the best iterations I've ever seen.
I think it's the best way to end. Don't change it. I don't think they will. Yeah. This is the best way to end a. And I was like annoyed. I have to admit. Like, when it's funny because I agreed with you. I don't know about hokey necessarily, but like when they said that's it, so we go straight. Yeah, I was like, you don't even want to play one extra inning. You don't want to, like...
Yeah, I didn't know this was going to happen.
You don't want to play the 10th?
This was the format, yeah.
Like, give us one more inning for a chance of a walk-off. I was like, man, you're going right to it, but I thought it was awesome. It ended up being really great.
Out of all the changes that have happened over the last couple of years, the only one I can't stand is the ghost runner, so I was actually talking to Zoo about it. Mm-hmm. Even at the end of games, I know you said you wouldn't want to do it, but even if you had, like, two guys, like, say it's Yankees versus Toronto, they go into extra innings, and you have Judge and Stanton and Bichette and Vladdy, I think that would bring so much more. Just 3-3, right?
Yeah, thank you for the call and thank you for the gifts, man. I appreciate it. You're a good dude. And the next time, Mike's always good for, because I'm a neurotic. Ask Brian Monzo; he would know better than anybody because he was my work wife for many years. And anytime I'm making a purchase, something as small as a travel backpack or just whatever, I will research it for weeks before I make up my mind. I just can't make up my mind. I go through all the reviews. I go to lists like top 10 of 2020, top 10 travel backpacks of 2025. And I'll look at how much. Oh, that one's $375. Forget that crap. Like, but I'll just, and Mike gets a kick out of that and always has things to give me or, you know, advice to give me on things. But I am neurotic when it comes to that. But yeah, at least the Ghost Runner is still baseball. I could just close my eyes and I'll walk out of the room and walk back into the room and pretend I missed a double. Like, it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, I could just pretend I missed a leadoff double. It's not like it's never happened before with a runner at second base. We have never seen in the history of baseball three swings, three home runs decide a game. Like, it's not real baseball. It's okay in an All-Star game. I don't want to do it in a regular season game at all. And listen, I root for the Bronx Bombers. Aaron Judge is the New York Yankee. I would think I have an advantage in this as a Yankee fan. I still don't want it. I don't think that's baseball. I'd rather just play with the runner at second base. I'd rather just pretend the leadoff double was hit. I really don't want to. I don't want to turn this into that. I really don't. For an exhibition, I think it's tremendous. I still would say give them the 10th. I would still say play one more inning, but they don't want to play any more baseball, and I get it. And Suarez got hit on the hand, so I get it. Luis in Florida. What's up, Luis?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. You stole a little bit of my thunder, but anyway, I'm a Mets fan. I was happy for Pete, and I still think he should have gotten the MVP.
I think you could still make a very strong argument that Pete Alonso and his 3-run home run should – win the MVP over three batting practice swings. I do.
Yeah, of course. And these guys, Judge and Ohtani, I know you say you don't want to blame him, but I do. You're making all this money. The fans make you make this money. Why can't you stay around and play? It's just three swings. I get
agreed.
The home run derby, I understand that, but it's three swings, my God.
I agree. I get it too. I get especially
it
the new
been so great.
Especially see, the new you know, form Judge. And especially the new format of the home run derby. Not only are you taking a million swings, but you're swinging one right after the other, after the other, after the other. Like I get it. I honestly understand why some guys don't want to do it, but you're right. This is three swings. It's three batting practice swings. You literally can't. I know you want to get away. I know it's the break. I understand you want to go spend some time with your family. You know, 99% of the league gets to go home and spend a full week with their family, and you're doing all these festivities and doing all these interviews and the red carpet, and you want to get the hell out of there and go have dinner and have a nice night, and you're entitled to it. I get it. But you just stick around in case you have to do this because you have to promote the game. The game pays you $40 million a year. The game pays Ohtani $700 million. Yep. Like, just be there in the biggest moments.
I mean, Ohtani's the most hyped ball player. I'm not saying, yes, he's great, but you can't. These are the guys that got to be in that
100%.
Format.
100%.
You know? I mean, Alonso stayed around. Alonso, wow, he was winning.
He started the game.
Yeah, and
he wasn't the starting first baseman, right? Who was the starting first baseman? Freeman. That's right. I'm sorry. I heard Keith say that, and then I thought, oh, that's right. He's right. So, yeah, but no, Pete Alonso came in, obviously. So, Pete, none of the starters were in this. Like, none of the starters were in it. So I do get that on some level. Like, there were no starters. Every one of these guys were, replacements. So the starters don't stick around. Scooble was in street clothes at the end of the game on the sidelines by the outside of the dugout watching everything happen. So like I get it, but I have a real and especially in Atlanta too. Like where's your stars? Like where's was Ronald Acuña? Ronald Acuña played the game, right? Yeah, Ronald Acuña. Yeah. Why isn't Ronald Acuña doing this in Atlanta? Why like again? I don't know. It shouldn't be treated as trying to win the game. It should be treated as promote the stars, give the great moment a chance.
Yes, they don't. They have to promote the game that treats them so well and makes them, live as they live. It's not that hard.
No, I agree with you.
And as for the man on second in the 10th inning, I'm old school. I don't care if it's 20 innings, 16 innings.
Right.
You have to earn your way on. I don't like it. I don't mind the pitch clock. I get that.
Yeah.
But the ghost runner, I don't like it.
Well, the only thing I say, when you say you're old school, can I assume that you like old school baseball and bunts and, hit and runs and small ball?
I don't like all the changes that they're going on. I'm 69 years old. I loved it. I'm a Mets fan. Remember when the Mets had that 16-inning game against Houston? That was awesome.
No, it's still going to happen in the postseason, and there's no ghost runner in the postseason. I don't mind it. I really don't mind the rule. It accomplishes what it sets out to accomplish, which so many rules in sports don't. It does shorten the games. It prevents long games. And it also creates excitement, and this is a Yankee fan, and they've been terrible at this. Like, you would think Yankee fans in particular hate the rule because the Yankees have sucked at it. I still don't mind it. It creates plays at the plate. It creates an opportunity for small ball, which a lot of fans desire. Like, I do think there's elements to it that are productive. But I mean, I'd rather it not be there. Don't get me wrong. I prefer just playing baseball. But like when they, during COVID, when they had 7-inning doubleheaders, that bothered the hell out of me. We don't play 7 innings. This isn't Little League. This isn't junior high school baseball. You don't play 7 innings. We play 9 innings. That bothered me more than this. Let's go to Ryan in Breezy Point. What's up, Ryan?
Oh, a legend. How are you?
Hello. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. How you feeling?
How am I feeling? I'm feeling good, Ryan. How are you feeling?
You should. God. Overnight. Yeah, I'm blasting through the tunnel. Look, I think the biggest thing the Yankees have to do is stop telling everybody how good they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to address the weaknesses that they have, specifically at the shortstop position. Like, what are you going to do with Volpe?
You're going to play him. You're going to play him.
That's fine, but are we going to go to every press conference? Then we're going to tell everybody what a stud he is. Like,
at a certain point,
you lose your credibility.
Yeah.
Like, and
with whom?
I'm not okay with that.
With whom?
Unless you're going to fill. Excuse me?
Who do they lose that credibility with? Because they don't lose the credibility inside the room.
Okay. So Aaron Boone hasn't lost his credibility with you by telling you that Anthony Volpe is a stud. Over and over again.
No, again, he's...
When he's not.
Okay. He's never... He's called him a stud defensively, not offensively.
Yourself?
He's called him elite defensively. That's what he's continued to call him. He hasn't called him a stud offensively. He's called him elite defensively, which he has not been this year. Totally agree. No, he hasn't lost credibility with me because I know what he's doing. He is trying to keep it positive for a young man going through it right now. He doesn't see... Like, you see it as credibility. He sees it as, I got my players back. That's how he sees it. And he might be wrong. He might be wrong.
At some point, you have to be objective.
Yeah,
at some point, you have to be objective, and we've gotten to that point.
I don't... Why?
The Yankees
so if he comes out... Let me ask you a question. If he comes out and says, you guys are all right, Volpe has been atrocious defensively, it's a major...
That's not what I'm lobbying
for. Well, I'm just saying...
I'm lobbying for him to be objective and say, look...
Does it make the player better?
He has not met expectations.
Does it make the player better?
The player should be better on his own.
I understand that. Then what's the job of the manager? What's the job of the manager? To tell you what you want to hear?
He sits the guy. He sits the guy. Right? He sends a message to the guy.
Well, that's different. That's different than sending. Yeah, but who's he going to sit him for? Peraza, who can't hit?
To be honest with you, they're so far committed on him that they're lost. But for him to not have to eat crow,
you don't think he eats crow? His father's getting screamed at in the stands. Everybody who calls up, every social media, you don't think Anthony Volpe is aware that he's struggling and the fan base is furious? Again, I'm not, and I heard Michael Kay's rant, and I get it. I don't like the manager. The manager should not get annoyed with a question about Anthony Volpe's defense. That is 100% accurate. Meredith Marakovitz and anybody else who wants to ask about Anthony Volpe's struggles should get nothing, but at least, at the very minimum, a respectful answer of, I understand he's going through it right now, but I believe him to be a really good player. Now, she asked the question off of a very tough, hard-hit ball from Pete Alonso. Could he have made the play? I suppose it was a difficult one. That play, if Anthony Volpe hasn't been struggling this entire time, if that ball gets past Lindor, for example, nobody's questioning that play. That was a hard-hit ball. If Anthony Volpe was playing good defense this year, that's not a question. It's because he's playing bad, poor defense that ball's a question. And I think if you go back to the interview in that moment, like, he was just like, wow, we're going to even get on him for that one? That was a ball ripped. It was a tough one hopper. He didn't make the play, but, I mean, geez, that's a tough one. I can understand some of the other, like, he was been respectful with other ones, but that one, I think Boone felt like, geez, we're even going to get on him for that one? That was a tough play now. But it still doesn't excuse that he's effing elite and getting annoyed. He shouldn't get annoyed. The questions are completely reasonable. But I have no problem. And I'm sorry. I guess I'm just different. You want blood. Or we want the manager to say what we want. I don't have misconceptions that my opinion and how I feel impact the team. And I don't think Aaron Boone coming out and saying, which he has said in some ways where he's talked about, yeah, listen, he can't deny he leads the American League in errors. I don't think he does anymore, but he did. Like, you can't deny he's not playing this as well. He's just saying, even though he's going through it, I still believe him to be elite defensively. But if the message was, he stinks, and it's a real problem, and I don't know what we're going to do at shortstop, I don't think Anthony Volpe plays better, and I don't think they have an answer that they have that they don't have now. Like, I don't think Aaron Boone saying anything different impacts what we're seeing or how it goes. He believes being extremely positive about every single player is what gets the best out of them. We could disagree, but I don't think that necessarily, like, tell me how it's going to make him better. Tell me how being objective in your term. Now, again, here's objective. I say yesterday I went on a big rant. I said he's not been great defensively, but he did win. You know, he's been better. He's becoming worse because his first year he won the Gold Glove. And I get calls about, oh, stop saying he won the Gold Glove. He was terrible defensively then. He's like, no one's objective. That's my point. Anthony Volpe, it's very difficult to be objective because right now it's either Aaron Boone saying he's still elite, he's just going through it, we still believe in him, Brian Cashman, he's still more of a problem, a solution than a problem, all that, or it's the fan base who says he's god-awful, he's been god-awful for every second, I don't care that he won a Gold Glove, I don't care that he had an 800 OPS in the postseason and hit a grand slam in the World Series, I don't care about that either. All I care about is since I've seen this kid's freaking ugly face that they forced down our throat instead of signing Seager, I can't stand him. He's terrible. Get him off my team. Nobody's being objective. He is going through it. He's been bad for a month and a half. He was good for the first 70 games. If this continues throughout the rest of the year, he's not going to be the shortstop next year, and he shouldn't be. Absolutely should not be. But the Yankees don't have any, they can't add shortstop to third base, starting pitcher, two bullpen arms. Like, he's their guy. And until he's not their guy, they're going to defend him. And they're going to put defending him and making sure that he knows that they have his back above your bloodlust. That's how they view it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Quick break, update with Jen. We'll come back and take your calls all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. McMonagle here with you on the overnights. We'll be right back.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.